Page 92. Book 3. Chapter 1. How King Arthur took a wife and wedded Guinevere, daughter of Leo de Grance, king of the land of Camelurd, with whom he had the Round Table. In the beginning of Arthur, after he was chosen king by adventure and by grace, for the most part of the barons knew not that he was Uther Pendragon's son, but as Merlin made it openly known. But yet many kings and lords held great war against him for that cause, but well Arthur overcame them all. For the most part the days of his life he was ruled much by the counsel of Merlin. So it fell on a time King Arthur said unto Merlin, My barons will let me have no rest, but needs I must take a wife, and I will none take but by thy counsel and by thine advice. It is well done, said Merlin, that ye take a wife, for a man of your bounty, asterisk, and noblesse, should not be without a wife. Bounty, excellence, returned a text. Now, is there any that ye love more than another? Yea, said King Arthur, I love Guinevere, the king's daughter, Leodegrance, of the land of Camelurd, the which holdeth in his house the Table Round, that ye hold he had of my father Uther. And this damosel is the most valiant and fairest lady that I know living, or yet that ever I could find. Sir, said Merlin, as of her beauty and fairness she is one of the fairest alive, but an ye loved her not so well as ye do, I should find you a damosel of beauty and of goodness that should like you and please you, and your heart were not set. But there, as a man's heart is set, he will be loath to return. That is true, said King Arthur. But Merlin warned the king covertly that Guinevere was not wholesome for him to take to wife, for he warned him that Lancelot should love her, and she him again, and so he turned his tale to the adventures of Sangreal. Page 93. Then Merlin desired of the king for to have men with him that should inquire of Guinevere, and so the king granted him, and Merlin went forth under King Leodegrance of Camelurd, and told him of the desire of the king, that he would have unto his wife Guinevere his daughter. That is to me, said King Leodegrance, the best tidings that ever I heard, that so worthy a king of prowess and noblesse will wed my daughter. And as for my lands, I will give him, whist I it might please him, but he hath lands enow. Him needeth none, but I shall send him a gift shall please him much more, for I shall give him the Table Round, the which Uther Pendragon gave me, and when it is full complete, there is an 100 knights and 50. And as for an 100 good knights, I have myself, but I fault, *50, for so many have been slain in my days. Fault, lack, return to text. And so Leodegrance delivered his daughter Guinevere unto Merlin, and the Table Round with 100 knights, and so they rode freshly with great royalty, what by water and what by land, till that they came nigh unto London. Chapter 2. How the Knights of the Round Table were ordained, and their sieges, blessed by the Bishop of Canterbury. Sieges, seats. Return to text. When King Arthur heard of the coming of Guinevere and the 100 knights with the Table Round, then King Arthur made great joy for her coming and that rich present, and said openly, This fair lady is passing welcome unto me, for I have loved her long, and therefore there is nothing so lev to me. *Pleasing. Return to text. And these knights with the Round Table pleasen me more than right great riches. And in all haste the king let ordain for the marriage and the coronation in the most honorable wise that could be devised. Page 94. Now, Merlin, said King Arthur, go thou and espy me in all this land 50 knights, which be of most prowess and worship. Within short time Merlin had found such knights that should fulfill 28 knights, but no more he could find. Then the Bishop of Canterbury was fetched, and he blessed the sieges with great royalty and devotion, and there set the 28 knights in their sieges. And when this was done, Merlin said, Fair sirs, you must all arise and come to King Arthur for to do him homage. He will have the better will to maintain you. And so they arose and did their homage. And when they were gone, Merlin found in every siege's letters of gold that told the knights' names that had sitten therein. But two sieges were void. And so anon came young Gawain and asked the king a gift. "Ask," said the king, "and I shall grant it you." "Sir, I ask that ye will make me knights that same day ye shall wed fair Guinevere." "I will do it with a good will," said King Arthur, "and do unto you all the worship that I may, for I must by reason ye are my nephew, my sister's son." Chapter 3. How a poor man riding upon a lean mare desired of King Arthur to make his son knight. Forthwithal there came a poor man into the court, and brought with him a fair young man of 18 years of age, riding upon a lean mare. And the poor man asked all men that he met, "Where shall I find King Arthur?" "Yonder he is," said the knights. "Wilt thou anything with him?" "Yea," said the poor man, "therefore I came hither." Anon as he came before the king, he saluted him and said, "O King Arthur, the flower of all knights and kings, I beseech Jesu, save thee." Page 95. "Sir, it was told me that at this time of your marriage ye would give any man the gift that he would ask out except that were unreasonable." "That is truth," said the king. "Such cries I let make, and that will I hold, so it appear, not my realm nor mine estate." Appear, impair. Return to text. "Ye say well and graciously," said the poor man. "Sir, I ask nothing else but that ye will make my son here a knight." "It is a great thing thou askest of me," said the king. "What is thy name?" said the king to the poor man. "Sir, my name is Ares the Cowherd." "Whether cometh this of thee or of thy son?" said the king. "Nay, sir," said Ares, "this desire cometh of my son, and not of me. For I shall tell you, I have 13 sons, and all they will fall to what labor I put them, and will be right glad to do labor. But this child will not labor for me, for anything that my wife or I may do. But always he will be shooting or casting darts, and glad for to see battles, and to behold knights, and always day and night he desireth of me to be made a knight." "What is thy name?" said the king unto the young man. "Sir, my name is Tor." The king beheld him fast, and saw he was passingly well visaged, and passingly well made of his years. "Well," said King Arthur unto Ares the Cowherd, "fetch all thy sons afore me, that I may see them." And so the poor man did, and all were shapen much like the poor man. But Tor was not like none of them all in shape, nay in countenance, for he was much more than any of them. "Now," said King Arthur unto the Cowherd, "where is the sword he shall be made knight withal?" "It is here," said Tor. "Take it out of the sheath," said the king, "and require me to make you a knight." Then Tor alit off his mare and pulled out his sword, kneeling and requiring the king that he would make him knight, and that he might be a knight of the Table Round. Page 96. "As for a knight, I will make you," and therewith smote him in the neck with the sword, saying, "Be ye a good knight, and so I pray to God, so ye may be. And if ye be of prowess and of worthiness, ye shall be a knight of the Table Round." "Now, Merlin," said Arthur, "say whether this Tor shall be a good knight or no." "Yea, sir, he ought to be a good knight, for he is coming of as good a man as any is alive, and of king's blood." "How so, sir?" said the king. "I shall tell you," said Merlin. "This poor man, Ares the Cowherd, is not his father. He is nothing sib to him, for King Pellinore is his father." Sib related. Return to text. "I suppose nay," said the cowherd. "Fetch thy wife afore me," said Merlin, "and she shall not say nay." Anon the wife was fetched, which was a fair housewife, and there she answered Merlin full womanly. And there she told the king and Merlin that when she was a maid and went to milk kine, there met with her a stern knight, and half by force he had my maidenhead, and at that time he begat my son Tor, and he took away from me my greyhound that I had that time with me, and said that he would keep the greyhound for my love. "Ah," said the cowherd, "I weened not this, but I may believe it well, for he had never no tatches of me." "Sir," said Tor unto Merlin, dishonor not my mother. Sir, said Merlin, it is more for your worship than hurt, for your father is a good man and a king, and he may right well advance you and your mother, for ye were begotten or ever she was wedded. That is truth, said the wife. It is the less grief unto me, said the cowherd. Page 97. Chapter 4. How Sir Tor was known for son of King Pellinore, and how Gawain was made knight. So on the morn King Pellinore came to the court of King Arthur, which had great joy of him, and told him of Tor, how he was his son, and how he had made him knight at the request of the cowherd. When Pellinore beheld Tor, he pleased him much. So the king made Gawain knight, but Tor was the first he made at the feast. What is the cause, said King Arthur, that there be two places void in the sieges? Sir, said Merlin, there shall no man sit in those places, but they shall be of most worship. But in the siege perilous, there shall no man sit therein but one. And if there be any so hardy to do it, he shall be destroyed, and he that shall sit there shall have no fellow. And therewith Merlin took King Pellinore by the hand, and in the one hand next the two sieges and the siege perilous, he said in open audience, This is your place, and best ye are worthy to sit therein of any that is here. Thereat sat Sir Gawain in great envy, and told Gaheris his brother, Yonder knight is put to great worship, the which grieveth me sore, for he slew our father King Lot. Therefore I will slay him, said Gawain, with a sword that was sent me, that is passing trenchant. Ye shall not so, said Gaheris, at this time, for at this time I am but a squire, and when I am made knight, I will be avenged on him. And therefore, brother, it is best ye suffer till another time, that we may have him out of the court, for, and we did so, we should trouble this high feast. I will well, said Gawain, as ye will.
Page 98. Chapter 5. How at the feast of the wedding of King Arthur to Guinevere, a white hart came into the hall, and 30 couple hounds, and how a bracket pinched the hart which was taken away. Then was the high feast made ready, and the king was wedded at Camelot unto Dame Guinevere in the church of St. Stephen's with great solemnity. And as every man was set after his degree, Merlin went to all the knights of the round table and bade them sit still, that none of them remove, for ye shall see a strange and a marvelous adventure. Right so, as they sat there, came running in a white hart into the hall, and a white bracket next him, and 30 couple of black running hounds came after with a great cry, and the hart went about the table round as he went by other boards. The white bracket bit him by the buttock and pulled out a piece, wherethrough the hart leaped a great leap and overthrew a knight that sat at the board side, and therewith the knight arose and took up the bracket, and so went forth out of the hall, and took his horse and rode his way with the bracket. Right so anon came in a lady on a white palfrey, and cried aloud to King Arthur, Sir, suffer me not to have this despite, for the bracket was mine that the knight led away. I may not do therewith, said the king. With this there came a knight riding all armed on a great horse, and took the lady away with him with force, and ever she cried and made great dole. When she was gone, the king was glad, for she made such a noise. Nay, said Merlin, ye may not leave these adventures so lightly, for these adventures must be brought again, or else it would be disworship to you and to your feast. I will, said the king, that all be done by your advice. Then, said Merlin, let call Sir Gawain, for he must bring again the white hart. Also, sir, ye must let call Sir Tor, for he must bring again the bracket and the knight, or else slay him. Also let call King Pellinore, for he must bring again the lady and the knight, or else slay him. And these three knights shall do marvelous adventures, or they come again. Then were they called all three, as it rehearseth afore, and every one of them took his charge and armed them surely. But Sir Gawain had the first request, and therefore we will begin at him. Page 99. Chapter 6. How Sir Gawain rode for to fetch again the hart, and how two brethren fought each against other for the hart. Sir Gawain rode more than a pace, and Gaheris his brother that rode with him, instead of a squire to do him service. So as they rode, they saw